3/4 of the way to hell. Snow he could take, but this wasn't snow, it was sleet. There was an inch of it at least in the gutters and clamped atop the cars, and the sidewalks had been worked into a kind of pocked gray paste that was hell on his shoes, and not just the shine but the leather itself. He was thinking of last winter, or was it the winter before that, and a pair of black and whites he'd worn on stage, really sharp, and how they'd got ruined and slopped just like this. He'd been with a girl who'd waited through 3 sets for him that night. And her face was lost to him, and her name too, but she had a contour on her, that much he remembered. And by the time they left, she was pretty well lit, and she pranced into the street outside the club and lifted her face to the sky. "Why don't we walk?" she sang out, in a pure, high voice, as if she wanted everybody in New York to hear her. "It's so glorious, isn't it? Can't you feel it?" And he was lit himself, and instead of taking her by the wrist and flagging down a cab, he found himself lurching up the street with her, one arm thrown over her shoulder to pull her to him and feel the delicious, discontinuous bump of her hip against his. Within half a block, his cigarette had gone out, and his face was as wet as if he'd been sprayed with a squirt gun. By the time they turned the corner, his shoes were gone, and there was nothing either he or the solemn paisano at the shoe repair could do to work the white semicircular scars out of the uppers. He dodged a puddle, sidestepped 2 big-armed old ladies staring at a Christmas display as if they'd just got off the bus from Oshkosh, and pinched the last drag out of the butt of his cigarette, which hissed as he flicked it into the gutter. For a minute, staring down the length of 5th Avenue as it faded into the beating gloom like something out of an Eskimo's nightmare, he thought of hailing a cab. But there were no cabs, not in weather like this. And the reason he was walking the 30-odd blocks to the studio in the first place, he reminded himself bitterly, was because he didn't have money to waste on anything so frivolous as car fare. He lifted his feet gingerly and turned into the blow.